Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, what about this for people power? Jameson's parent company has announced that it stopped exporting whiskey to Russia as a result of the war in Ukraine. The decision, as you probably know, comes after mounting backlash from the Ukrainian community in Ireland over the company's continued trade with Russia over a year after the invasion. Fine Gael Senator Garrett Ahern had criticised Irish distillers for this, for exporting Jameson to Russia, and he joins me now. Garrett, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi Cormac, thanks very much for having me.
Your reaction to the decision?
Yeah, look, I'm delighted and I welcome the statement by Pernod Ricard. And I think what this does is it protects the reputation of Irish whiskey and Irish distillers. And that was my concern all along. And that's why I highlighted it, because a decision like that that was made in France to export back into Russia has real impact on the reputation of the whole whiskey industry in Ireland, but also on the reputation of Ireland abroad. And that's why I asked at the time, if they're going to do this, come into the Committee of Enterprise, Trade and Employment to explain why. And if they're not willing to change, reverse their decision, that's why this week I called on Micheál Martin to intervene at the Foreign Affairs Council meeting of Europe in Stockholm. I'm glad it hasn't got to that point, because I didn't want it to get to that point. I wanted
to
make the decision themselves. Look, for me, I thought this was a black and white decision. It was very easy to make to reverse the decision. Someone made an awful decision in France to resell Jameson back into Russia. Once it was highlighted to them, I would have thought it would have been very easy to reverse it. It took time. It took pressure. I commend the work the Ukrainian community have done in Ireland to highlight it as well. Look, it took time to reverse it. But the right decision has come to in the end.
Do you have your beady eye on any other Irish operation that's trading in Russia that should stop?
Well, I hope there's other companies now that see the reaction to what Jameson and Irish distillers, and Pernod Ricard in particular, to the decision that they made on a commercial basis, to see the reaction that they received right across the world on that decision. I hope it makes other companies think twice about considering to sell back into Russia just to make a profit.
Are you aware of any company doing so at the moment?
No, but I think you'd be very naive to think that there wouldn't be. And if there is, I'd be encouraging them fairly quickly to not do that.
The other question it raises, Garrett, is that if they were willing to sell back to Russia, there's obviously demand for the whiskey in Russia, which begs the question, are the sanctions working?
Yeah, well, for whiskey, Russia is probably the second highest market for Jameson in the world outside of America. It's a very big market in general for whiskey, for Irish and Scotch whiskey. So it used to be quite a big market. So decisions the companies made to leave Russia was a big commercial decision at the time, but they all made it on the moral ground in terms of supporting Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. But there's no doubt about that. We've had 10 rounds of sanctions, and yet there's still a market for whiskey in Russia, for Irish whiskey in Russia,
Yeah, and that's very frustrating. And it's only to a point where we start highlighting it that then companies are put under pressure to reverse the decision. The sanctions need to be stronger. Like, there's about 1,200 companies that are still selling into Russia right across Europe. And those have been highlighted by Ukrainian MPs. It was only a week ago in Strasbourg that Lisa Vasilenko, a Ukrainian MP, highlighted a number of companies that she felt the European Union need to sanction. And actually, Jameson was one of them at the time. There's more that need to be sanctioned, because effectively
does it point to inertia on the part of European politicians and Irish politicians that we've had 10 rounds of sanctions and yet companies can trade goods like this that are luxury goods really into a market that can obviously hold up the demand for it? I mean, it doesn't seem to be making life difficult, these sanctions for ordinary
Russians. Yeah, but there's like the companies like whiskey companies and drinks companies wouldn't be actually on the sanction list because it wouldn't have a huge impact in terms of what the sanctions are there for. So 10 rounds of EU sanctions. Well, you know, it's a product for to be used in a casual sense. It's not going to. It's not the kind of business that you're trying to stop large sums of money going into Russia.
If I were a Ukrainian citizen, with the slaughter that's happening on in Ukraine at the moment, I would want every single luxury good sanctioned in Russia. To make it punitive for Russian citizens. So there would be some kind of a backlash to the Kremlin. I thought that was the aim of the sanctions.
Cormac, I totally agree. Like, I've been in Ukraine. I've seen the devastation that has happened there last April. Anyone who would see what's happened to people in Ukraine unjustly wouldn't support any sort of business happening in Russia. Like, that would be my view, definitely. There's been 10 rounds of sanctions. There needs to be more. It needs to be stronger. A message needs to be sent to Russia that they have absolutely no support from the European Union. And that message needs to go to other countries that are supportive or are slightly supportive of Russia.
Well, there you go. I was going to ask you about that now in just a second, because Ursula von der Leyen has been saying that she said we've recently seen a growth of highly unusual trade flows between the European Union and certain third countries. These goods then end up in Russia. Basically, she's saying that Russians are using third countries to circumvent the sanctions. How is the European Union, or how should it, stamp that out?
Yeah, and that's totally unacceptable. And we need to sanction those countries then as well if they're sending them to Russia, because it defeats the whole purpose of what we're trying to do. We're trying to support Ukraine in a totally unjust war by putting pressure on Russia from an economic perspective. But yet we have a couple of countries that secretly behind the back are actually supporting Russia in getting those products in. That's just not acceptable, and the EU needs to step up to stop that.
Okay, Fáil Senator Garrett Ahern, Míle Buchas, lads.